Hi guys, Miss Cynthia here, and thanks so much for joining me today on Listen and Learn with Me podcast. I hope that each one of you are doing very well, and as I say every week, I hope that you all are having a wonderful day. If you are a new listener here, thank you so much for tuning in. I truly appreciate you. I am so happy that you are here, and I'm so glad that you found our podcast. We have tons, and when I say tons, I mean tons of fun and exciting content for you to listen to on our podcast. So if you get a free moment after you listen to this episode, or anytime later on next week, or later on in the month, or later on in the year, please feel free to go back and listen to the other episodes. They are going to be very rewarding for you. I interview some of your peers that are around your age, and they talk about many things from their perspective, things that they like, things that they dislike, and those are some fun conversations. They are oftentimes titled From the Eyes of a Child. So feel free and go back and listen to those episodes when you can, in addition to the other learning episodes on our podcast. So again, thank you for tuning in. If you are a regular listener, I truly appreciate you, and I'm so glad that you are back with us today. As I always say, that lets me know that I am doing something correct. And so I am so excited to have you here. You know the drill. Sit back, relax, grab a pen, grab some paper, grab your Listen and Learn journal. If you don't have a Listen and Learn journal, have your parents check the show notes. There's a link there where you can get one. And again, you are always welcome to use notepads, sticky note, anything, but I highly encourage you to write notes down on the topics that we discuss. So grab what you need and let's get this party started. Okay, guys, so today has been super cool for me. It was a chill, relaxing day. I set a goal that I was going to walk 42 miles this month because I have some cool milestones that are coming up. I have a cool birthday that's approaching at the end of the month. And so I said, you know what? I'm going to walk 42 miles in honor of my 42nd birthday. Now, I'm telling you guys what age I'm going to be, and it's like, oh my goodness. I often joke with my kids and tell them that I'm going to be the age that they turn. So if I have a kiddo that's going to turn 13, I say, yes, you're going to turn 13, and then a few days after you, I'm going to be 13. And so they get a kick out of that, and they're like, no, Miss Cynthia, you're not going to be 13. You're going to be 50 or 80 or 90. And it's so funny that we go back and forth about what Miss Cynthia's true age is. But I am going to be 42 years old, which is still young to me. And I decided that I wanted to set a goal to walk 42 miles. Now, that's not 42 straight miles because that would be super tough, guys. Super tough. I decided to break it up. So I might walk 3 miles one day, I may walk 2 miles another day, I may walk 8 miles one day, or even 10 miles another day. So I break it up and do what is best for me, okay? This makes me feel so good. When I get out and I'm exercising, it makes me feel great. And it made me think about our topic that we're going to be talking about today, which is highlighting the great things in your life. And so, you know, over the past couple of weeks, we've had some pretty heavy hitter conversations and topics that we've gone over. Specifically, the last two topics where we talked about anxiety, okay, and a little bit more about anxiety. And again, new listeners, if you hadn't had the opportunity to go back and listen to those episodes, I encourage you to do so because it really helps you if that is something that you are dealing with, okay? But I wanted to talk about something positive. So today, we are going to be talking about highlighting the great things in your life. So that is exactly what I want you to do. I want you to highlight the great things in your life. So let's grab our pen and paper and let's start writing notes down here. I want you to focus on positive things, all right? a lot of times our minds can be so consumed and we're constantly thinking about things that are not going right. Oh my goodness, you missed the bus. Oh my goodness, you lost that homework notebook. Oh my goodness, things are just not going right. You didn't get what you wanted for dinner. You didn't get the snack that you wanted. You didn't have time to play friends, you know, with friends outside for a play date. You hear how those negatives just constantly go back to back to back to with one another. And it doesn't sound fun, does it? No, it doesn't. So I want us to focus on those positives. So my question to you is, what are some of the positives that you are experiencing? So I just want you to think about that for a quick second. What are some of the positives that you are experiencing at this very moment? It must be something, okay? If you are in a great situation, things are going well, home life is great, you have everything you need, that's a positive. If you're not in a great space, you're certainly in my thoughts, I'm thinking about you constantly. I know not everyone prays, and that's okay. I'll certainly be praying for you along the way as well, as I always do, because I do that for all my listeners. But you may say, hey, I don't have much, you know, I don't have cool video games, I don't have cool shoes, but I just want you to think about what you have. Okay, do you have clothing? They may not be the coolest clothing, but do you have clothing? If you said yes, that is a positive. Do you have a home to stay in? It may not be the coolest home, right? Because when I was younger, I didn't have a cool home, or at least I didn't think I did, but now I have a super cool home, okay? So that's a positive that you have a home, that you have food. It may not be the food that you want, but you have food, okay? Friends, do you have friends? You may not, you know, be in the cool crowd, as some people might call it in some schools. That's okay. You have friends, right? Right? People to talk to. And if you don't, there are things to do. There's always an adult that you can reach out to, whether it's the librarian or a counselor. So some of you may have to dig a little bit deeper for those positives, while others of you have those positives right in front of you. All of our situations are different, and that's okay. In any sense, whatever situation you're in, grab those positives and hold on tight to them, okay? Some examples that I thought I would share with you all of positives outside of those that I just shared were if you met a new friend, for example, that's a major positive. If you won a competition in a game that you were playing or a race, I know a lot of you kiddos have field day this week, which is really exciting, or you might be having it next week, which is really exciting. Some of you all completed milestone testing if you're here in Georgia. That's really exciting. And if you haven't started it yet, you might be, or in other states, you may have standardized testing that you completed. And that's exciting. That's a major positive as well. Did you do a great job on your chores? Guess what, guys? If you did, that's a positive. If you didn't, go practice, okay? Ask for help if you need help with those chores. Have you accomplished your goals that you set out to accomplish at the beginning of this school year? You know, at the very beginning of this school year, guys, we talked about setting goals, what we wanted to accomplish, what we wanted to achieve. And so if you set those goals and you were doing well and on a great path to achieving those goals, then guess what? That is a positive, right? So find those positives and go from there. Write those positives down is what I want to tell you all and encourage you all to do. Make a list of those positives. And once you get maybe 3 or 4 or 5 positives down, talk to someone about it. I want you to congratulate yourself. Praise yourself. Say, hey, I did it. This is cool. I am the best. I am the absolute best. I have achieved this. I have done it. This is exciting. Pump yourself up. pat yourself on the back, give yourself a treat, do whatever it is that you need to do, right? Do whatever it is that you need to do to get yourself in that great space, okay? And know that I am proud of you for this major achievement, right? I'm so proud of you. And I'm so thankful that you tune in each and every week to this major positive Listen and Learn With Me podcast, because this is a positive of mine and I'm so happy to share it with you all. So, simple task for this week, right, guys? Just thinking of those positives, writing them down, sharing that list with friends, teachers, or family members, okay? Go have fun with it. We have just a few more weeks of school and then we are off to some amazing summer fun. So I am looking forward to every single second of what's to come for you guys, okay? So thanks for tuning in, guys. I'm so happy each and every one of you are here. Parents, thank you for having your kiddos tune in, and I hope you all are doing well too. Keep encouraging them. They are in the final stretch of school. It's so exciting to be in this space, and I'm so grateful that you have them here each and every week and have had them here each and every week. So I hope you have some wonderful summer plans going on. Again, encourage your kiddos to chat with you, stay in close communication with you, and great conversation with you, okay? And just say, hey, you know what, guys? What are those positives? What are those positives? Share some of your positives with them as well, parents, because that is so important. It keeps the communication going. It's a lot of fun too, okay? With that being said, here's where you can reach me. The website is listenandlearnllc.com. The email address is listenandlearnllc@gmail.com. And guess what? If you are in our Kansas City, Zona Rosa area in Missouri, you can connect with me at that email. Our virtual office is out there, so please be sure to connect with me for your free consultation, and we will go from there. And it's important that you email me there at that email address so that we can get an appointment set up for you, because I also have a physical location in Kennesaw, Georgia. So I am between the two states, which is super cool. And I'm loving every minute of that. So if you're here in Kennesaw, Georgia, that email address is for you as well. You can connect with me there for your free consultation. If you are a potential client and you're interested in having your kiddo join us, this amazing crew of children that we have, connect with me at that email address as well. You can also reach out to me on the business line, which is 678-919-2117. We also have a Facebook business page, and you can connect with us there. It's Listen and Learn LLC, Kennesaw GA. We have so many fun and exciting videos and photos, and just a place, a little landing space for us to send messages, notes, updates on closures and openings and summer camp, which is super exciting. So I'm really excited about that. So feel free to connect with us for that as well. I am so thrilled that we are on whatever podcast listening outlet you listen to your podcast on. If that is Anchor.fm, we're there. If it's Spotify, guess what? We're there. Overcast? You better believe it. We're there too. What about iHeartRadio? Are you all wondering if we're there? Well, let me let you know. Yes, we are. We are definitely there. So if you're listening on Amazon, Alexa, we're certainly there as well. Wherever you listen, we are available. So tune in, share the podcast. I'm excited to have new listeners in other areas across the globe. So thank you for tuning in too. You know, I hope you all have enjoyed this episode. Feel free to also email me with feedback, of course. I'm always happy to receive that. Also, you can connect with me if you have a topic you would like to have discussed, if you want your kiddo to be interviewed, if you as a parent would like to be interviewed, I would love to have you on as well. That's it for now, you all. Go off and enjoy your amazing weekend. Enjoy this amazing week. And until we meet again, let's boost our social skills. Bye for now.